local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, keeping you company on your way home and giving you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. It is November 8, 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. We'll get started here with our top three stories before our first check of the roads and weather this hour. I know we had some trouble spots in the last hour, and hopefully things are quieting down a little bit here. We'll check in with Austin, who will give us the very latest there. We start this hour with the latest in Israel. The U.S. coming out saying they oppose Israel reoccupying Gaza once the war ends. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken said while in Tokyo.
No forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Not now, not after the war. No use of Gaza as a platform for terrorism or other violent attacks. No reoccupation of Gaza after the conflict ends.
And his comments come after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will have overall security responsibility over Gaza after the war ends. A report says the U.S. and Israel is discussing a three-day pause in the war against Hamas. That's according to NBC News. They say Qatar is also involved in the discussions that would allow for more humanitarian aid into Gaza and perhaps the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Now, Israel has always held firm that Hamas must free all of the roughly 240 hostages before it will agree to any ceasefire. And finally, hearing from Congressman Matt Gaetz, as the House Oversight Committee today issued subpoenas for the president's son, Hunter Biden, and his brother, James Biden.
It is about time. We fully applaud this decision to send the subpoena to Hunter and James Biden. I have been speaking with House Speaker Mike Johnson about the process and flow of subpoenas as recently as this week.
And the move by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says or marks an escalation in the impeachment inquiry into Biden. A subpoena was also issued for former Hunter Biden business associate Rob Walker. Those are our top three stories today. Moving on with some local headlines, the woman who allegedly stole a vehicle with a five-year-old girl inside is being held on no bond. And 23-year-old Miracle Armstrong made her initial appearance today, and her bond was revoked due to charges she's facing from an alleged incident last month. The child's mother, Cassie Sandusky, talked to Channel 3 saying she does not believe Armstrong intended to kidnap her daughter.
Mine was opportunity. She took it, and Isabel scared her. I grabbed Isabella water, and I took it back out to her. And then I came back inside to put my bra on, grab my purse, grab a cigarette, and open the door, and she was gone.
Now, Sheriff Chip Simmons says Armstrong was arrested last night, after she was spotted on Michigan Avenue and ran into a laundromat where she was surrounded. Today, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says he plans to ask City Council to approve grant applications that, if the city wins, would go towards a protected multi-use trail downtown.
Safety's the number one goal, but really become an amenity for us. I mean, it would be, that's a beautiful stretch of road and a stretch of path that would be for people to walk and bike and to be connected all the way into Gulf Breeze in a protected fashion, I think would be a great asset for it.
And Reeve says the grant applications are due to FDOT next month. The city is looking to have a walking and biking trail that would be separate from the road running from the Chappie James Bridge to Bayou Chico. The amount the city is looking for is $6.4 million. 6:15 right now. We'll get more local headlines coming up right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking at our traffic here, towards the end of the last hour, we were dealing with some serious congestion on Gulf Beach Highway due to an accident that had occurred heading westbound. And while the congestion is still there, it has lessened some. And the same can be said about some congestion on North Davis Highway heading northbound, trying to get onto I-10 just past Creighton Road and Pine Forest Road as well. As for Caroline Street in the Payson and Milton areas in Santa Rosa County, coming over Blackwater River, that has completely smoothed out according to our reports here, but we are still seeing some backups coming off of Avalon Boulevard trying to head eastbound towards downtown Milton.
All right, very good. And looking at the forecast right now, it's 68 degrees, very pleasant evening in store, 61 for the low with partly cloudy skies. Early tomorrow morning, we'll have some patchy fog, then that'll clear out for sunny skies for the most part with a high of 79, overnight low tomorrow 65. Chance of rain 40% on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 77. So that's what the weather's looking like over the next couple of days. Taking a look at some more local headlines today, Navy federal employees are getting the first crack at testing out the new outdoor rec facilities at their Nine Mile Road campus. There was a ribbon-cutting ceremony held today.
It's going to have a multi-purpose field. It's also got a number of courts, volleyball, pickleball, basketball, and then as Mary highlighted earlier, just numerous walking trails. And it's got yoga lawns. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Executive Vice President Kara Cardona talked with our Andrew McKay out there. Construction started last July after the county sold property to Navy Federal in 2019. The rec center will be open to the public starting on Monday. Across the state line in Alabama, lawmakers in Alabama are looking at a bill that would require an ID to look at adult content online.
At the very least, we do need to have IDs checked. Not just a little checkbox, but where you actually present a picture ID before you can enter a website that contains adult content.
That's Alabama State Representative Susan DeBose, who is one of several lawmakers working on the plan. Lawmakers say they're modeling the bill on other states that have passed similar legislation, such as Louisiana. Just shy of 6:18, we'll take a break. State and national headlines in our next segment. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Get ready, because the event of the Christmas season is coming back to the Pensacola Sanger Theater on December 2nd. The Prophecy Show, the music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Don't miss your chance to see this one-of-a-kind holiday rock tradition on December 2nd at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now for the Prophecy Show. The music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught!
Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning at 7 o'clock. We talked a lot about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech about the ongoing war against Hamas by Israel. Talked about Halloween safety and two different hatchet-related crimes that happened in Escambia County last week with Sheriff Chip Simmons at 7:35, and a lengthy conversation about the effort to incorporate Perdido after the debate that took place at the Escambia Legislative Delegation meeting last week. Good comments on both sides. That was at 6:35. You can find all of those on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break. I'm gonna break my rusty chain.
621 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day, and always appreciate the interaction as well. 850-437-1620. Taking a look at our state headlines, the big story around the state of Florida today. In 40 minutes, the third Republican debate starts from Miami. The field includes Governor DeSantis, along with Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, as well as Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. NBC has the exclusive coverage on that. Again, that starts at 7 o'clock this evening. Austin, scale of 1 to 10, 1 being I could not care any less than I do, number 10 being I'll be interested and I'm very curious to know what all the candidates are going to say, how they're going to topple Donald Trump. You are where on that?
I'm a 1 because you just kind of hinted at it there. They're going to be, you know, what are debates for? You're talking, trying to, like, win people over, and it's like, you're on your third debate now. You're not winning anyone over. Trump is still the overwhelming favorite. It literally makes the debate pointless.
Yes.
So unless we were seeing some chinks in the armor on Trump's side, it's just that's the way it's going to be.
No, I agree. I do not care. I cared about the first two. I do not care about this one. There is nothing, I believe, that will be said tonight that will sway anybody to make any sort of dent in the polls. I don't care what sort of endorsements are being thrown around. I don't care what Chris Christie has to say about Trump and the people that like Trump. Nothing is going to change the what the feeling is among the by and large the Republican Party when it comes to Donald Trump being the candidate. And so I think, and I will even go so far as to say that I think by Thanksgiving, if we're not down to maybe even just Trump, I think that we'll be down to two or three. I think if there are three candidates left, I think it's Trump, DeSantis, and Haley. But it would not surprise me if we go through this month and by the end of it, everybody else is just bowed out. Because, I mean, it's really, I hate to say it, but you're wasting everybody's time and money right now.
Exactly, so. Including their own.
Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump, by the way, will be in Hialeah holding a rally, the city predominantly Hispanic and Republican, part of Miami-Dade County. Trump did lose Miami-Dade back in 2016.
Oh, okay. The Florida Supreme Court is being asked to immediately suspend online sports betting statewide. The challenge was filed by two companies hours after the Seminole Tribe relaunched its mobile sports gaming app for existing customers yesterday. Attorneys for the company say that the tribe's decision came without prior warning and want the operations halted while several legal battles play out in court.
Yeah, also Supreme Court justices in Florida are considering a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow recreational marijuana. The Supreme Court heard arguments earlier today about the initiative, which has received pushback from Attorney General Ashley Moody.
The sponsor has injected uncertainty and confusion about the interplay between the proposed amendment and federal law.
So that attorneys for one of the attorneys representing the state there, the court will review the language before the amendment can go on the November 2024 ballot.
Also, the Florida House and Senate are approving a bill that will put millions of dollars into improving safety at Jewish schools. It calls for $45 million approximately to go towards a variety of facilities, including Jewish day schools, to install cameras and hire security workers. Historically black colleges and universities could also request funding for similar efforts.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at the forecast right now, down to 66 Overnight low 61, partly cloudy with some patchy fog early in the morning tomorrow. Sunshine for the most part, a few clouds mixed in, and a high of 79. Pretty much the exact same forecast we had today. Rain returns to the forecast on Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a high of 77. Cooling down with a Saturday high of 72, 69 on Sunday, each day with a 40% chance rain chance there as well. Austin, how are the roads?
Well, at our last traffic update, we were looking at a Gulf Beach Highway because of a previous crash that had happened there heading westbound, and we had also looked at Pine Forest Road, which had been giving us trouble throughout the evening. But the congestion on both of those, for the most part, have died down. One more thing I would like to say, though, is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway.
All right. Taking a look at our national headlines today, New York City Mayor Eric Adams is addressing last week's FBI raid of his top campaign fundraiser. Adams says his office had no role in the raid of Breonna Suggs' home and would be shocked if someone from his campaign conducted illegal behavior.
I'm sure she's going to get through this because she followed the rules. She was very clear on what I stated. We must always follow the rules.
Yeah, so that's Adams, who hired a personal attorney, says he's fully cooperating with any investigation. The FBI is reportedly looking into whether Adams' 2021 election campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive illegal donations.
Yikes. Mm. And Ivanka Trump is testifying today in her father's civil fraud trial in New York. Attorney General Letitia James says that Ivanka benefited personally from inflated numbers of her dad's businesses.
Ms. Trump will do all that she can to try to separate herself from this corporation, but she's inextricably tied to the Trump Organization.
It sounds like it. Ivanka says she had no role in preparing her father's financial statements and that those were things that she was privy to.
Yeah, the trial date set for the man accused of killing Tupac Shakur. After pleading not guilty to second-degree murder last week, Dwayne Davis will stand trial next June. He's accused of fatally shooting Tupac while driving in downtown Las Vegas in 1996.
And the head of Homeland Security is addressing worries about a significant rise in the number of people caught at the southern border who are on the FBI's terror watch list.
Individuals who pose a threat to our national security are an enforcement priority for us.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke today about a Senate committee, where he was asked about the nearly 170 migrants whose names appeared on the terror watch list. He asked for more money to handle a flow of illegal immigration.
Voters in Ohio saying yes to enshrining abortion protections in the state constitution, as well as legalizing recreational marijuana. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear won re-election, as did Mississippi Republican Tate Reeves.
And the state of Missouri is suing the Biden administration over what the state attorney general says is the FDA's illegal distribution of abortion pills in the mail. The lawsuit was filed against the FDA and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The suit argues the federal government doesn't have the authority to approve using the U.S. mail to ship. Mifepristone?
That's it.
Okay, mifepristone, and asks for an injunction to stop shipments.
Did we do the Chicago one? I don't think we did.
I don't believe so.
No. All right. Chicago's status as a sanctuary city remains a controversial issue. Protesters showed up at a city council rules committee meeting and shouted down to the city alderman during a debate about the issue. Demonstrators expressed anger over efforts to stop a referendum that would allow Chicagoans to decide whether to welcome migrants, and the meeting was eventually suspended.
And lastly, there's an update on the Colorado funeral home accused of providing families fake ashes of loved ones.
The suspects were arrested on suspicion of committing multiple crimes, including money laundering, which is a Class 3 felony, theft, a Class 5 felony, forgery, a Class 5 felony, and abuse of a corpse, a Class 6 felony.
The owners, John and Carrie Halford, were arrested in Oklahoma. The decaying remains of at least 189 people were allegedly found at the facility.
Yeah, a reminder of our top three stories, checking in on those once again. The U.S. says they oppose Israel reoccupying Gaza once the war ends, after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will have overall security responsibility after the war ends. The U.S. and Israel, according to NBC News, are currently discussing a three-day pause in the war against Hamas. Qatar apparently involved in those discussions as well. And today, the House Oversight Committee issuing subpoenas for Hunter Biden and brother James Biden. 6:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. A look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight is next.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. U.S. forces launch an airstrike towards Syria in response to attacks by an Iran-backed proxy group in the Middle East. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon.
We now have a statement from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, quote, at President Biden's direction, U.S. military forces conducted a self-defense strike on a facility in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, and affiliated groups.
It's the third debate for GOP presidential hopefuls. Fox's Evan Brown has a preview from Florida.
Five Republican presidential hopefuls are ready to debate yet again tonight at Miami's Adrian Arsch Center. On stage tonight will be Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina's former Governor Nikki Haley and its U.S. Senator Tim Scott, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Frontrunner Donald Trump is again skipping the debate. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. This could be a big one. The Food and Drug Administration today approved a greatly anticipated obesity treatment from Eli Lilly. The drug, to be marketed as an obesity treatment under the name Zepbound, is already sold as a diabetes treatment under the name Mounjaro. The new version will compete directly with Novo Nordisk's popular obesity drug Wegovy, and Lilly has promptly set its price for the treatment below that of Novo's. Shares of Lilly rose 3.2% today. After today's close, Disney reported quarterly revenue that was a smidge below expectations, but the commitments for both earnings and Disney Plus subscriber additions. It also vowed to boost its cost-cutting measures by another $2 billion. Disney shares are up 3% in after-hours trading. In the regular Wednesday action, stocks were narrowly mixed. The Dow Industrial slipped 40 points, but both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite eked out slim gains to extend their recent win streaks. That's Your Money Now.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gale for the CBS Sports Minute. Here's my advice to Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti. Do nothing right now to Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. Put the damn ball down on the field at full strength and don't cave to public pressure. Ruining the Big Ten's two biggest games of the year when Michigan plays Penn State and Ohio State would be absolutely ridiculous. And the results of those upcoming games will give us the truth as to how much the sign-stealing scandal impacted the previous games. I'm Zach Gale.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Without Prilosec, I wouldn't be able to enjoy all this yummy holiday food. Speaking of, whoever made that apple pie, delicious.
Thank you.
I just take one pill each morning and zero heartburn all day. So cheers to Prilosec OTC. Ooh, are those jalapeno poppers?
Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid that can cause heartburn, so you can enjoy the holidays. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hour number three here of Pensacola right now on a Wednesday, November 8th. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Had some fun today. I learned, as we all did together, that Austin, when it comes to Christmas, is completely clueless.
My knowledge is very selective.
Why in the world do we celebrate this? What is going on? What are all these songs talking about?
Well, I've picked one song by Rascal Flatts.
Right.
I thought it may have been a Christmas song because I do know that Mary is the mother of Jesus.
You do know that. Okay.
Yeah, I pieced that one together a little while back. But the thing is, it's like, I don't know. I've never heard a Christmas song called that. So I'm like, okay, we'll give it a shot. And it's like, 'tis the season anyway. It's not like I'm doing this in March. So yeah, it wasn't the end of the world. Lynyrd Skynyrd, though, I know that one. I like that one. That is not a Christmas song, for those who are not aware.
Listen, I think the easy way to excuse this all would have been that you were just feeling in a very festive mood today because in downtown Pensacola, the Christmas lights are turned on now.
Absolutely.
That's what happened there. 6:38, another check of the roads and our weather. Right now we are at 65 degrees, 61 tonight, the low. Partly cloudy, patchy fog early tomorrow, then clearing out for sunshine and a high of 79. Rain returning to the forecast on Friday with a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high of 77. Austin, how are the roads?
All right, well, we had an accident on Gulf Beach Highway in the last hour, but that has since cleared up. Just about all the congestion there has smoothed out. The same goes with some of the other places we were covering throughout the evening, such as Pine Forest Road and North Davis Highway, trying to get on I-10. As for Santa Rosa County, the Pace and Milton areas, we're no longer having congestion coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street, but we are still having some at the Avalon Boulevard area going just past there heading eastbound on Caroline. You may see some backups there.
All right, very good. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports, we do have some college football action in progress right now with some action. Three games on the slate that are happening right now. Bowling Green leading Kent State 7-3.
I believe it.
Miami of Ohio up on Akron 7-0. Mm-hmm. And just underway, Eastern Michigan and Toledo. That one's on ESPN2. That one not quite kicked off yet, but that one will be starting any minute now.
Toledo will be leading shortly.
Yes. Yes, they will. I think Toledo looks like they're the best team in the MAC. Miami of Ohio looks pretty good as well.
Yeah, they've been having a great year.
Yeah.
Those two in Ohio are typically pretty good.
Yeah. NBA, we have the Madison Square Garden debut of Victor Wembanyama coming up tonight. Have you, are you much of an NBA guy?
Yeah, I like the NBA, and I know that Victor's been like the talk of the town since before he was drafted.
Sure.
So to have this prodigy that he's being praised as being going to a big place like Madison Square Garden is a pretty big deal. It's also trending that he said it's not as big as I expected it would be. So
oh, really?
Maybe that's going to get those Knicks fans kind of shouting just a little bit louder tonight.
Yeah, so that one just underway. That one tipped off at 6:30, or it'll start any minute now. Coming up afterwards on ESPN, Golden State taking on Denver tonight as well.
Should be a good one.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Pretty cool one here. I know, you know, with the Senior Bowl being in Mobile, a lot of people in this area will take the opportunity to get some up close and personal look at future NFL stars. And you know, it's right down the road from us. And today I think it's really cool and a good story here for those that like going to the Senior Bowl. The NFL says that starting next year, all college juniors who declare for the NFL draft will be eligible to play in the postseason All-Star games, which includes Senior Bowl week. The Shrine Bowl, HBCU Legacy Bowl, there's some other ones, but you know the Senior Bowl is the main one. Really, the whole week is because you both teams are getting coached by NFL coaching staffs. A lot of development. You're going up against a fellow NFL level talent. So from the NFL draft evaluation standpoint, the Senior Bowl is right up there with the combines and the pro days. So I think it's great for our area, especially for, you know, if you like sports and, you know, you've been to the Senior Bowl before. I think it's an opportunity to get more star power into that game. I think you will see, you know, because, I mean, really, like, if you're leaving school as a junior, you know, you're projected to be a high pick for the most part. Obviously, there are exceptions. I think in the top 10 this past year, there were three top 10 pick juniors, Anthony Richardson, Bijan Robinson, and Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having an opportunity to see those type of guys in Mobile every year for that, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and, I mean, we were touching on this earlier. It's great for the fans. It's a great experience for these college juniors in question to get that pro mentorship. But it's also just a matter of, like, if they don't want to do it, they don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're being forced to do it now. Just give them the option.
Yep. No, you're right. 100% agree on that. A couple of health, business, and science notes today. A North Carolina-based company is working on a vaccine that's aimed at reducing deadly overdoses. That's Cessation Therapeutics. Says that their antibody therapy can block the dangerous effects of fentanyl and help people wean off of opioids. The company is also working on an injectable treatment. The research is backed by millions in federal grants, and clinical trials are already underway, too.
And a new pacemaker developed by scientists in Seattle was able to partially recharge itself by generating electrical energy from the heartbeat. Although the beat only generated 10% of the energy needed for the next heartbeat, researchers at the University of Washington hope their breakthrough will become the standard. The new device is much smaller than a traditional pacemaker due to its wireless nature. It measures about one-third the size of a AAA battery.
That's pretty cool there. CMA Awards tonight in Nashville. Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning hosting for the second straight year. Lainey Wilson leads with the most CMA nominations. She's up for Entertainment of the Year along with Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Morgan Wallen, and Luke Combs, who won last year.
Yes. And the end may be near for the Hollywood actor strike. According to Deadline, SAG-AFTRA and motion picture and television studios have reportedly reached an agreement on the use of artificial intelligence. The union's lead negotiators and studios met on Tuesday in what could be the final phase to sealing a new deal and the end to the more than 3-month strike.
Yeah, the three National Zoo giant pandas are headed back to China. Today marks the end of more than 5 decades of pandas calling the D.C. Zoo their home. Zoo Atlanta is now the only zoo in the country to feature Chinese pandas, and they may be gone soon, too. Atlanta's contracts for their four bears is up next year, and there's been no word about any sort of extension.
And Friends is the most popular show on U.S. streaming services right now. Joe, I don't think that's a surprise to either you or me. We've since the untimely passing of Matthew Perry, we've talked about how big of fans of it we are. Data compiled by the streaming guide Just Watch showed Friends was the top-ranked show between October 30th and November 5th, following the aforementioned death of Matthew Perry.
Yeah, also Elf is 20 years old, and of course we'll all probably watch it at some point between now and Christmas, some more than others. Austin, that is, what would you say in a given Christmas season you watch Elf? How many times would you say?
I don't know. I mean, I say it's my favorite Christmas movie, but it's probably not the one that I watched the most. My dad and, you know, my family as a whole, we love A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And they always play that marathon.
Right.
You know, around Christmas. So my dad will turn that on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. He's got it going the whole time. But outside of that, man, whenever Elf is on the TV, I do. I feel compelled to click on it. It's just there's something about
it. And by the way, you are talking about A Christmas Story, not The Christmas Story, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, so
that was another mix-up we had earlier.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I mean, my favorite Christmas movie is, and we'll get, you know, to talk about this as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Once Thanksgiving happens, you can play all the Christmas bumper music you want. My favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah. That's an old
I will only watch it on Christmas Eve at NBC when they show it on Christmas Eve. I will not watch it on DVD. I will not watch it on, you know, any sort of recording or anything. I will only watch the NBC broadcast on Christmas Eve.
Why is that?
So when I was a kid growing up, and just to help me sleep because I was so excited for Christmas, I would put the movie on, and then I would fall asleep watching that.
That's cool.
So that is my sacred Christmas Eve, you know, thing. Is that's what I do. Christmas Eve, doesn't matter what's going on. I'm watching It's a Wonderful Life. I will also, and you know, for me, Elf is not one that I really love. I'll watch it once and that'll be it. But I'm one of those people, like, if you know, because you got Freeform, you got TBS or TNT or whatever, one of those channels is showing Home Alone, Home Alone 2, yep. Christmas Vacation. So I will always have something on that is a Christmas movie. I'm actually getting into Hallmark movies a little bit more here over the last couple of years.
Really? Yeah, is that just
broadening
a decision?
My horizons. Yeah.
Is that a decision you've made yourself or your wife watches
them?
What's up?
Well, my wife would watch it more, and I would always be the guy that was really sarcastic in watching them. But now I'm the one that's like, hey, like, let's watch a Hallmark movie.
'Tis the season, babe.
That's right.
Let's watch Hallmark.
Exactly. So yeah, Elf turning 20 years old. So that's pretty cool. They're hard to believe. 6:47, a little late to traffic and weather. We'll get the latest there, Austin.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me because I wasn't looking at the time at all. Looking at the roads here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, it has calmed down beautifully. We're not seeing a bunch of congestion on the typical suspects, whether it be Pine Forest Road, North Davis Highway, and really, quite frankly, nowhere downtown. We're having some splotches of minor congestion in that area, but nothing too out of the ordinary. As for Santa Rosa County, the real main criminal right now is Caroline Street, particularly when you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard, heading eastbound towards downtown Milton. You may experience some congestion there, but I've been keeping an eye on it, and it does appear to be dying down some.
All right, very good. Weather right now, we're at 65. Overnight tonight's going to be around 60 with some partly cloudy skies. Patchy fog early tomorrow, then clearing out for some sunshine mixed with clouds and a high of 79. Tomorrow's low, 65. With mostly cloudy skies and then ushering in a 40% chance of rain on Friday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high of 77. That's the rest of the work week right there. 6:49, a couple of wacky stories here before we get our final break in. In Florida, a woman was snorkeling with a friend in Ocala this weekend when she literally went face-to-face with an alligator.
I ripped the mask off and I turned and I saw its like two little eyes like sticking out of the water.
I just heard a rush of water. Turned around to make sure like she was okay, and I just saw the gator. I saw her head in its mouth.
And then, like, as I was running back and, like, I saw what it was, that's when it started hurting. I was like, ow, my forehead hurts really bad and my neck is in, like, so much pain.
That's Marissa Carr, who had some gashes to her forehead, but her full-face snorkel likely kept her from having more serious injuries.
And a woman in the UK is going viral because she allegedly got her boyfriend's name tattooed on her forehead, appropriately enough. Not everyone thinks it's legit, including some tattoo artists even. But she's doubling down and claiming it is, in fact, very real. The tattoo reads, Kevin, in big letters across her forehead. Yeah. Very romantic. At least one tattoo artist watched a video of her supposedly getting it, and they say that she's not in enough pain and that you should see blood as it's being done.
Yeah, I guess not much skin on the forehead there to kind of absorb the needles.
I've never had a tattoo, but I would imagine that hurts like a son
for
of a gun.
For sure. Yeah. A 41-year-old thief in Maine used his Uber driver as his therapist and legal counsel, but unfortunately for him, there's no such thing as driver-passenger privilege. Cops say Kevin Gray picked up an Uber to take him to a nearby TJ Maxx store, and then he spent the entire time blabbing about how he was going there to rob it. He also showed the driver that he had drugs on him. As soon as the driver dropped Kevin off, he immediately called police, and police met him there. Kevin has been arrested now 12 times in 2023. 6:51, final break for us. Good news to finish up hour number three on a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Are you missing out? Affiliated Insurance is here to help. 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield Florida Inc. BBA, Florida Blue.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Closing up here on a Wednesday, Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you here. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon on the drive home. Taking one final check of the roads and weather. Austin?
All right. Well, with traffic, we're looking here in Pensacola and Pace and Milton areas in total. Pensacola, we haven't had a lot to talk about, really, and that's a very good thing. We're not seeing much congestion, even downtown, which is typically busier at night, but we're also not seeing any on North Davis Highway or Pine Forest Road or North Palafox Street, streets that were giving us more trouble throughout the evening these past couple of hours. As for one that we touched on rather recently, it was coming off of Avalon Boulevard in the Milton and Pace area, heading eastbound towards downtown Milton on Caroline Street. There was some congestion there for the longest time, but that has seemingly just about cleared up.
All right, and as far as the weather goes, right now we're at 65 degrees, 61 overnight tonight, partly cloudy. We have patchy fog early tomorrow, then clearing out for mostly sunny skies with a high of 79, overnight low 65. Rain returning to the forecast, at least a 40% chance, that is, with mostly cloudy skies. We're going to have mostly cloudy skies through the weekend as well, and temperatures getting a bit cooler. Saturday, 72 for Veterans Day, and Sunday, high will be 69. Both days over the weekend with a 40% chance of showers, and again, mostly cloudy skies. Movie news today, the first trailer for the musical adaptation of Mean Girls is out now. The movie is based on the Tony-nominated Broadway show and offers a modern take on the 2014 comedy. Tina Fey is reprising her role as Miss Norbury, along with Tim Meadows as Principal Duval. Other cast members include Jenna Fischer and John Hamm. Mean Girls will hit theaters on January 12th.
How about that?
Cool story.
And getting to some good news here, a blind border collie went missing in New York City. It wandered into a pond, and two NYPD officers happened to spot it and got there just in time. The border collie was named Sparky, or is named Sparky, I should say, and was taken to a local vet and eventually reunited with his owner. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, I always love to see that, for sure. You know, right place at the right time. So
definitely.
That's good news for Sparky there. I think just a super cool story from London. A 91-year-old man happened to stumble upon his father's beloved old yellow car from the 1930s. And with the help of his son, they bought it at auction. So it's a Talbot Duroc motor car. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. It was bought in 1935, and due to the war in 1942, they sold the car. Now, back during COVID in 2020, Malcolm Stern was looking for a new hobby to keep himself occupied, and he decided he was going to buy a 3D printer to make small models, including one like his dad's car. But he needed the dimensions of the real thing so he could scale it down. So he went on his computer, Googled the car in order to get the dimensions, and a few clicks later, he finds his father's actual car, plate numbers and everything, on an auction site. So he enlisted the help of his son. They bought it for about $10,000. And then 3 years later, they have now fully restored it, including a fresh coat of the canary yellow paint. I think that is super awesome.
That is cool.
Very big on nostalgia. You know, everybody is. Yeah. I probably spent a lot more money than I would care to admit about, you know, talking about nostalgic things. I do that a lot. That's one of my shortcomings as a human being. But yeah. One thing that I'm looking for that I haven't found yet, but one day I will, nothing like this car here, but the first college football game that my dad and I ever went to was 2000, Purdue versus Indiana. Drew Brees' last home game at Purdue. I was a huge Drew Brees fan when he was at Purdue. My dad took me. I want a ticket from that game. Haven't been able to find one yet, but I will.